She glanced down for just a second as she hurried to make sure she had everything, and in that moment, thwack, ran smack dab into someone really tall and really broad.
"Whoa, slow down, lass,"
drawled a deep voice with a heavy Scottish accent.
"You'll hurt yourself that way."
The breath escaped her, as Celeste craned her neck back until her eyes landed on the face of the man she'd slammed into. Her thoughts came at her in a rush. Oh boy, big boy, bad boy, pretty boy, all in one. Something about the man kept Celeste frozen, and after a moment, she realized she was staring. Flustered, she pulled back, noting sheepishly that her cheek had been squished into his shirt, literally smushed, like pressing into her eyelids smushed. But that accent had hit her out of left field. She glanced at his button down, thrilled her makeup hadn't left a mark. Thank you, waterproof liner and mascara. And hoped her face wasn't a wreck because she was literally being held up by this hot, bad boy fantasy of a man. Shoulder-length hair, chiseled cheekbones, strong chin, perfect nose, and deep, dark eyes framed by thick, spiky lashes. Wow. He looked down at her, concern apparent in his eyes.
"Are you all right?"
"Speak, Celeste, speak." She flushed as she realized she was still staring and stumbled back.
"Whoa there, lass,"
he cautioned, his words laced with that pleasing Scottish lilt as his large hands righted her before retrieving the garment bag that she hadn't even realized had fallen. Finding her breath and her footing, but not yet her words, Celeste slowly craned her neck all the way back to get a better look at his face. Oh, mama. Finally, she registered everything that had just happened, and things slipped into clarity all at once. "I'm okay. Are you okay? I'm so sorry," she said in a rush, completely flustered. He chuckled and flashed a smile, and Celeste felt herself blush. "OMG, stop doing that," she silently reprimanded the hot Scottish stranger. A look she couldn't quite put her finger on crossed his features.
"No apologies necessary,"
he murmured, his voice a low rumble. She was struck by his relaxed demeanor, how unruffled he seemed by the whole incident. More than that, it was how in control he seemed that impressed her most. Satisfied by what appeared to be his genuine reaction, Celeste glanced down at her watch and groaned. "Listen, I really am sorry," she repeated, then reached out to brush her hand over the area she'd plastered herself against. A bolder move than she would normally pull, but something about this man made her feel bold. Hot to the touch, his pec flexed in response, and damn if she didn't touch him again. His shirt was really nice, a silk blend for sure, very expensive. Rich bad boy rocker, she thought, absent-mindedly rubbing the material between her fingers. It wasn't until his hand clamped over hers, holding it still, and their eyes locked, that Celeste realized she'd been pretty much feeling him up, a perfect stranger, on the street. Oh my God, what was wrong with her? She blushed, shrugging to cover her embarrassment before rushing on and giving a half-hearted explanation. "I don't think I left a mark, but if I did, I'll cover the dry cleaning bill." Figuring she'd humiliated herself enough, Celeste turned and hurried away. But when she reached the entrance to the restaurant, she paused. She really couldn't help herself. Something about him set off a spark in her. She wasn't sure what it was. She just knew that she wanted to talk to him again. It was another out-of-character move for her. But why not? She'd chalk it up to the full moon or something, then she'd dismiss it all to hell afterward. She turned around and tried to suppress a grin when she saw the guy was still standing there, watching her. "I'm here for the next few Saturdays," she called out. "I perform here," she gestured with her head but forgot how close the door was and banged it instead. He flashed a smile, his eyes dancing with amusement as she rushed on. "I mean, I sing here, if you wanted to come by." She shrugged. "Or, if your shirt needs to be cleaned, I can take it in myself, or you can bring the bill in, or whatever is easiest for you. Again, I'm so sorry. Seriously."